Shubhodaya. The meaning of this Shanti Mantra from Samaveda, may all the virtues mentioned in the Upanishad, may they come and take repose in me. Last week I touched upon Karmendriya and Jnanendriya to further expound Karmendriya, the organs for action are 5 in number, and Jnanendriyas are the organs of perceptions, 5 in number. Organs of action, moving around legs, for doing things through the, it's for the hands, able to talk. It's third one, through the mouth, the excretory organ and reproductory organ. These are 5 organs of action. And organs of perceptions, we perceive things through our eyes, your input. Input action is going outward going, input is going in. And eyes for seeing, hearing through the ears, tasting through the tongue, smelling through the nose, and feeling through the sense perception through the skin, through the touch of skin. These 5 organs of action and organs of knowledge. Organs of action, it's outward going, and perception inbound. These are the tools. These are the tools we have to do the things. The tools by themselves do not work. They work based on the leader. Their leader is the mind. Mind is the 11th one. Mind determines how we do. For example, in the yoga also, yoga asana, people coming for years, still they struggle. Though everyone has limbs, they struggle. Why? The mind is not enlivened. Before you execute asana in the manifest, in the physical level, it must get manifested in the mind before. If it is not getting manifested in the mind before asana, you can't execute properly. And these organs of action and organs of perception are there in the animals also, but it is well developed in the humans. In the chain of evolution or the creation, humans are regarded as at the top of the ladder, because all organs of action and all organs of perceptions are well developed. When we are at the top, we are so blessed to be at the top of the ladder, we must strive to look after them, not to abuse the organs of action and organs of perception, because other animals, though, for example, dog, hand and leg are the same for them. They can't do many things. In the Mahabharata story, it says highly educated person, he could not get a job. He wanted to commit suicide. And one jackal said, "We don't have hands, but still we survive. We don't complain and we don't commit to think of committing suicide, whereas you have hands. Still you are thinking of committing suicide. How shameful that we are well developed. We have to strive to look after our organs of action and organs of perception. And the limbs are called as, the perception and action are called as hardware. Works well when the right software is installed. If a corrupt software is installed, wrong software is installed, organs of action and organs of perception also won't work well. For that, you have to have a right software installed. Right software in Yoga Vasishta talks about mana eva manushyanam karanam bandha moksha yoho. Right software will liberate you. wrong software installed will make you helpless in your life. Helpless in your life, you have to have a right software installed. The right software installed so that you can bring out the best through you. The Annamaya Kosha, the physical level, the higher than that one, the Pranamaya and Manomaya Kosha is there. Last week I touched upon Pranamaya. It's a link between the body and the mind. And the Manomaya Kosha has three components: Mana, Buddhi and Ahankara. Mana is a untrained mind. Untrained mind, we say it's a two-year-old child, doesn't have mind. Most of us are like a two-year-old mind. Our mind is not developed. We want that one. The difference between the grown-up and the two-year-old, the value of the product is different. Two-year-old is happy with a lolly, whereas the grown-up, they want that one, this one, that one, and only the value of the product is different. But most of us are like a two-year-old. Mana, untrained mind. The Buddhi is the intellect. Buddhi is, last week I mentioned, Buddhi, the Mana, go to please the ego. Mana, Buddhi and Ahankara. Ahankara is the ego. To please the ego, self-publicity, it just goes, and intellect, Buddhi becomes a mute spectator. It is a mute spectator. Just Mana, I talked about, is like a wife, and Buddhi is like a husband, like a henpecked husband, just follows the Mana. Whatever, and Mana, most of us are in Manomaya Kosha. Higher than that one, what is called as Vijnanamaya Kosha is called as Chitta. In yesterday Bhagavad Gita, I talked about Vijnana Chitta. Chitta is unbiased knowledge acquired through past experience. Unbiased, that is the Vijnanamaya Kosha. Vijnanamaya Kosha, when the Manomaya Kosha connects to last week I touched upon, unless we have a touch of an inspired person in our life, we cannot go to the Vijnanamaya Kosha. Manomaya Kosha won't get connected to the Vijnanamaya Kosha. When it's connected, that Chitta makes the Buddhi to be active. Then Buddhi takes the lead, Mana follows. Taking the right decision in the life, Vijnanamaya Kosha propels the Buddhi to take a lead. You are not blindly following Mana. Now take the lead and the lead the mind. When the Vijnanamaya Kosha is connected, Manamaya Kosha is connected to the Vijnanamaya Kosha, it taps into Anandamaya Kosha. Anandamaya Kosha is the bliss. One starts experiencing the bliss in all dimensions of life, in Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, bliss. The bliss is the foundation we mistaken bliss within for outer happiness. Outer happiness is not sustainable. The moment I want a most expensive car, and yes, I think there is a bliss, I buy that one. After 2 days, if you ask, how is the car? Oh, that one. And I've forgotten already. I'm already hunting a new happiness, new way of happiness. Outer, we are mistaking a bliss for the happiness, outer happiness. The bliss comes. When the bliss comes through the Annamaya Kosha, one derives the bliss doing the Karma Yoga. Through the Manomaya Kosha, one gets the bliss through the Bhakti Yoga. Through the Vijnanamaya Kosha, one gets the bliss through the Jnana Yoga. When the bliss is derived through all three, Annamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya and Pranamaya, then bliss in all level, it is called as Raja Yoga. Raja Yoga, bliss in all dimensions of our personality, is called as Raja Yoga. And this Annamaya Kosha, it's existing. Annamaya, we are all on a short life's time. We are given hardware, tools to exhaust our prarabdha karma. They are there. Prarabdha karma are there to, the tools are given to exhaust the prarabdha karma. When the stock of karma is over, this body has no purpose. It just collapses. You may be complaining, so young, so old, doesn't matter. Your quota is finished, the body just collapses. And when the soul, this body is called as a sthula sharira, when the body leaves, the soul, it is called as aniruddha sharira, or it is also called as aerial body. Aerial body, it starts moving. When it is moving, it still takes the pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, and it takes other koshas along with that one. It takes the body, the annamaya kosha is dropped, but other koshas get tagged along with the soul and goes. When the soul enters into one body to another, it starts unpacking. Same mental thinking, two-year-old child thinking I have, in the next life also same thinking. Same repeating the same thing, it goes into the other body also. The one who has connected manomaya to the vijnanamaya kosha, when it is connected, this is sthula sharira, the body aniruddha sharira or sukshma sharira, that is called a sukshma sharira, goes from one body to another. When manomaya kosha is connected to the vijnanamaya kosha, then it is called as the karmas no longer binds. In sukshma sharira, again karma is there. Karma, it takes one body to another. When it is connected to the vijnanamaya sharira, it is called as linga sharira. Linga sharira means karmas and no longer can bind us. That linga sharira get liberated at the end of the cycle of Brahma's lifespan. When the Brahma finishes the cycle, this linga sharira, that linga sharira also get liberated. This is the pancha koshas and how they are related to the pancha and the various bodies. Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, yunjannevam sadatmanam yogi vigata kalmashah sukena brahma samsparsha atyantam sukamashnute. Try to enhance the taste for your life. We are so happy with ordinary taste and we think we are in joy. I am in bliss. That atyantam sukham ashnute, yoga revels within, with the highest of the bliss, by tapping into anandamaya kosha. And Shri Krishna talks about again, Udhareer Atmanatmanam Atmanam Avasadaye. He urges us, elevate your Manomaya Kosha, strive hard. Elevate that one, connect that one to the Vijnanamaya Kosha. Elevate, not to settle down, not to let your Manomaya Kosha to drag you down like a two-year-old mind of a two-year-old. Elevate your mind to the Vijnanamaya Kosha, and so that you can experience the immense bliss within. Lie down on your back.